Melbourne Arts, it's Arts News Time, and hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello, Eddie. An exhibition by a Chinese-Australian artist has been cancelled in Hong Kong after what organisers say were threats made by Chinese authorities. The artist is called Ba Jiusao, and he's considered one of the most prominent Chinese political cartoonists. And his work highlights human rights violations and abuse of power in China. And it often depicts President Xi Jinping alongside the Disney character Winnie the Pooh, which is an image that's really censored in China.
It's just hard to imagine how anybody could have any objection to Winnie the Pooh. What is the problem with Winnie the Pooh?
I know, but this is a character which has actually been used to satirise the Chinese president. It actually all started in 2013 when Xi Jinping visited America, and a picture was taken of him and the then US President Barack Obama walking side by side on a golf course, and it sparked comparisons to the round-bellied Winnie the Pooh walking next to a tall, lanky Tigger character. And there was a bunch of memes born, and Chinese censors have really been doing their best to erase them ever since. So this Ba Jiusao exhibition, which included Winnie the Pooh images, was organised by the Hong Kong Free Press, Amnesty International and Reporters Without Borders. And in a statement, they say they're sorry the event has been cancelled and that the decision follows threats made by the Chinese authorities relating to the artist. While organisers value freedom of expression, the safety of our partners remains a major concern.
Thanks, Claire. And in other news, a couple of big portrait prizes have been announced.
It's a portrait prize bonanza today, Eddie. We'll start in WA, where the Black Swan Prize for Portraiture was awarded on Friday night. I was there for the announcement, and this is what it sounded like.
And the winner of the Leicester Group Black Swan Prize this year is Antoinette Barbutis.
The winner was Antoinette Barbutis for her portrait of the Greek filmmaker Alexandra Liveris. And Eddie, I got to have a look at this painting, this portrait rather. It's so striking. It's a life-sized charcoal drawing. And when you get up close, it's kind of hard to believe that it's done with charcoal. The detail is so precise. It almost looks like it's been printed. You can see a picture for yourself on the Hub on Art website, or if you're in Perth, you can head to the Art Gallery of WA. Antoinette Barbutis is an artist from New South Wales, and she takes home $50,000 in prize money.
Wonderful. And what about the Moran Portrait Prize?
Well, this is the really big one, the Doug Moran National Portrait Prize. It's Australia's richest portrait prize. It's worth $150,000. And this year's winner was Lynn Savary for her self-portrait, which also features her friend's English bulldog, Clementine. Now, Eddie, you might not have heard of Lynn before, and that's okay, because not only is this her first major prize, it's actually her first ever oil painting. Here's Lynn talking about the artwork itself.
It actually started with the jacket, because I bought this jacket and I just love the pattern and colour, and I love fashion, and it started with that, but it quickly developed into a combination of the pose I chose was quite deliberate, and it's been interesting people's responses to that, you know, sitting with my legs quite wide apart, like men do generally and women don't generally. And so that was and very sort of slouched in the chair, not sitting neatly upright or perched. And it was a deliberate choice on that regard. But then it was also about pattern and shape and colour and composition on the limited canvas space. And that really is it. And that's how it came together.
So congratulations to the self-taught Lynn Savary, the winner of the Doug Moran Portrait Prize. And if you're in Sydney, you can see all the entries at Juniper Hall in Paddington. The exhibition runs until the 16th of December.
And I understand, Claire, that Lynn has been a full-time carer up till now, so her life, I think, is going to change quite a lot.
It has. She does clarify that she's not been full-time. Her husband took a bit of offence at that, but she has been caring for her sick father and her husband. Yes. So a pretty remarkable accomplishment.
Absolutely. Now, Claire, just before you go, you have a remembrance-themed exhibition to share.
Hazelhurst Art Centre in Sydney. It's hosting an exhibition called Weapons for the Soldier. And this was a project that was initiated by young male artists from the APY lands who came up with the idea to bring together Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australian artists to look at themes of weaponry, warfare and protecting country. I had a chat with the curator at the Art Centre and it sounds like such a great exhibition. There's the centrepiece is this installation called Kulata Juta, which means many spears, and that features about 250 spears made by artists from the APY lands. But there are also works by invited artists, including Abdul Abdullah, Tony Albert and Reco Rennie. Ben Quilty's involved. He actually went to country and spent time with the artists there before making his piece. And interestingly, while this exhibition is about weapons, the artists have all interpreted what that term means in really different ways. So for some of them, their words or their art serves as their weapons. And this exhibition is at the Hazelhurst Art Centre. It opens on Remembrance Day and runs till the 3rd of February.
Great. Thanks so much, Claire. Claire Nichols with today's Arts News.